Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day, for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Ken Lebo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, been with us for years now. Ken is the guy who first wrote, he wrote the book called 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. That was his first book. And then he wrote one for everybody else on the planet, travelers, golfers, old folks, young folks, whatever you do, however you identify yourself, he's got a 300 incredible things to do on the internet book for you. And he now writes a lot about blogs as well. And if you're online, Ken's got some good stuff for you. He's our good friend. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back as always. You've been working on some issues on of video, how to use video to get your business out there, haven't you?
Absolutely. One of the great things about the internet is that so much of it is free. So with Google having video and YouTube and so forth, people, businesses can upload their videos for free and have them out there at their website. They can email people that their video's out there. I've experienced this myself firsthand within the last month or two, because as I mentioned before we went on the air, my daughter just started a business, mm-hmm. and she's been on TV. So what did we do for promotional purposes? We uploaded that video onto the internet,
yeah.
and we emailed hundreds of people, you know, to go see the video. So, and this was all free, other than our time involvement, which of course everyone's got when they're working a business. It's all free, which is the exciting thing about this.
So, you know, but what do you think YouTube's going to wind up? You know, they're only a year or so old. They've been bought by Google, you know, a few months ago, and they're already in court. We could see this coming, couldn't we, Bob?
Absolutely.
Ken, you can see this coming.
Absolutely, and of course there's, you know, copyright issues and so forth. And just announced yesterday where some of the major players are going to be, major studios are going to be creating their own video site.
Right.
But, you know, YouTube, and I'm not promoting YouTube in any way, but they've got such a fast start. They've been doing this for a year.
They're first to market, no question.
And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you're like me. I mean, I have people, not all day long, but I get videos emailed to me that, oh, this is funny, or this is a great video, watch it, or so forth.
Right.
The viralness of videos and YouTube specifically is just phenomenal.
What concerns me, and this is a general, this is more of a broader commentary that I'm making on some of the new types of sites out there. I'm just gonna be maybe a little bit of the devil's advocate on this thing, Ken. But you know, just like Wikipedia, you know, to me part of Web 2.0 is trust. Am I getting stuff from the web that I can trust? And you go to Wikipedia, you don't know who's written those definitions. It may be correct. It may not be correct. It may just be somebody's opinion. And so YouTube. If you put the concern that I have is, if you put your video or your commercial up on YouTube, can't someone take that down and manipulate it and put it back up?
Well, somebody could do that, absolutely.
Didn't they do that with Hillary Clinton over the weekend?
I think there was one that I saw just yesterday, as a matter of fact, that they took some of her video and manipulated it to the tune of the 1984 commercial of Apple.
The old Macintosh commercial, yeah. They put her face up on the screen instead of what I think may have been, you know, Hitler's or somebody else. I've forgotten who was the Oz of that commercial, and they manipulated it. There's a big controversy about it. So I guess what I'm getting at is as viral as it can be and as exciting as it can be, isn't there also exposure?
Well, there is, and I think a lot of times I tell people www sometimes stands for the Wild Wild West.
We've been saying that a long time, haven't we? And never more, and it gets truer every day, doesn't it?
That's right. And you mentioned Wikipedia, which I, you know, I use that as a resource all of the time.
But you have to be careful, don't you?
Well, you have to be skeptical about anything you see, or, you know, whether that's on TV or wherever it may be. You always have to be thinking and have a lot of logic going on, because you know, you just don't know where it's coming from and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But so you do have to be careful. But one thing that I would like to recommend, especially small business, is, you know, we live and die by our customer referrals and testimonials and so forth.
Right.
And if somebody said to you as a customer, could you do, when you get a chance, can you make a video of you using my product, or tell people something good about my product? And if they make a 30-second little statement of testimonial, well, lo and behold, in the next month or two, you might have 30 testimonials that are videos that you can pop on your website.
Yeah, yeah. Stand by, Ken. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Ken Lebo is our guest. He's the author of all of the 300 incredible books that you can find out there. L-E-E-B-O-W, Ken, if you want to Google him. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Lebo. We're talking about video, how you can use video to help yourself. What about do you recommend businesses create a MySpace account?
That all depends. A lot of businesses are doing it. So, you know, you see, just because it's such a popular site, a lot of people are, even politicians are, you know, they're flowing, you know, they're going in that direction. I would say if your audience is young and they're a teen, mm-hmm. then absolutely. So if you have a retail store that's maybe a bicycle shop in town,
right.
Well, maybe you want to do that. If you're a business that doesn't, you know, teens are not your audience, then I would say probably not.
Mm-hmm. But can you put video up on MySpace?
You can. MySpace actually has their own video, so you can you know, use their video capability if you want to. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of large companies are out there, like, you know, a Burger King is out there, a Wendy's is out there, because, you know, let's face it, their audience is a young crowd as well.
Right.
So, but if your audience is not, you know, the teen crowd or the in the early 20s, I would say it's probably not worth being out there.
Right. But back to the video thing, how do you recommend, all right, so you think it's a good idea to put something up on YouTube?
I think either on YouTube or on, you know, Google has their own video, which, of course, Google owns YouTube. But as an example, we had a very large file we had to put out there, and we put it on Google, and it took about a half an hour to upload it. And, again, it's free. So I absolutely recommend people doing it and thinking in terms. You know, you can either do a professional video. You might want to do a 30-second commercial, mm-hmm. which might cost, you know, $1,000 to have it done professionally. Or, you know, it doesn't even have to be done professionally. So then, again, I keep referring to free, and that's the great thing about all of this.
Oh, yeah.
There's no cost involved.
So how would you position a video online? I mean, what would be an example of how you would position it from a marketing standpoint?
Well, you know, we've done it a couple ways in the last month or so. What we did, we took a video that was actually on TV, got permission to use it, and we put it on the website. But what we also did was, because we can't assume people we know are going to go to our website, so what we did was we also did a mass email
right.
to, you know, a few hundred people.
To people who have given you permission to send them an email.
And absolutely. And what we've done is we're building credibility. And not everybody's going to watch that video, but, again, just building credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, you know, whether you want to get customer testimonials or, you know, create your own video, and you just have to have a campaign to, you know, to execute the thing.
Right. So you come up with a creative video, get somebody to help you. If you need, you probably do need some help. I certainly could. And create it. Doesn't have to be. Does it need to be 30 seconds at the most, or is there a limit there?
There's no limit. I mean, there are effective videos that can be 10 seconds long, or they can be, you know, 15 minutes long. It all
mm-hmm.
depends. Obviously, people aren't necessarily going to see watch a promotional video that's 15 minutes.
You got to hold their attention and not abuse their charity, do you?
Absolutely,
but not abuse their time.
Absolutely. But, and you mentioned YouTube, but nowadays people are used to seeing videos that are not professionally done.
Right.
So that works to the advantage of that you can create a video that may, you know, it might even come off of a cell phone.
What's the attraction of all of this video stuff? Is this, have we become a voyeur nation? What's the attraction? I mean, we've grown up, you and I've grown up getting free, highly professional stuff just to watch, and now we're watching stuff that was just thrown together. What's the attraction?
I think the attraction is, quite candidly, that some of this video is darn good. I mean, you know, if you see something, if your dog is doing some funny tricks or whatever,
yeah,
and you think it's cute, well, guess what? Maybe a lot of other people think it's cute, too.
Do you do you spend time watching stuff like that?
I don't watch dog tricks, but, you know, somebody sent me, somebody did a, you know, it's March Madness now, so somebody did, I think it was a three-minute video about the Duke basketball team.
Yeah.
And somebody sent it to me, so I watched. I happened to be into March Madness, so I watched it. By the way, I'm a Florida Gator, so go Gators. And, you know, so I watched this Duke video. And it was funny, so I emailed it to about five of my friends, and they thought it was hysterical. Well, you know, you just keep multiplying this out, and who knows how many millions of people now have watched that video.
Yeah, and a lot of the video like that gets viral has no commercial message at all.
That's correct.
And if you could somehow figure out a way to weave in a little, almost a subliminal commercial message, you know me, Ken, I'm always trying to figure out how the commercial angle for things. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. But again, so if people need to think in terms of using video, get creative, and, you know, it doesn't have to be, your first video doesn't have to be successful, but, you know, 6 months down the road, you may have, you know, figured out the magic trick to make it work.
Well, the other thing I think is important to point out is don't do something like this and think, well, this is going to save my business. Because it's not going to, is it?
Think of it as if, you know, one of your things was, I'm going to create a newsletter, a print newsletter.
Right.
Well, that's not going to save your business. That's just a marketing tool that you have. And so is this video. It's a marketing tool. It's you might use it to show people how to use your product, demonstrate your product in use. There's all kinds of ways to in fact use it.
It's just one of the tools in your kit bag, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And when you put them all together, your traditional marketing, your local advertising, your AdSense on Google, a video and an email marketing campaign, and whatever else you do, you put them all together, and before long, you got a real live, multifaceted marketing plan.
Absolutely.
It's not a way of life, folks, this video thing Ken's talking about. It is one of the means to an end. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Tintail, we'll be right back with our good friend Ken Lebo. He's the author of the 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet series of books. Rest of the guys, welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Ken Lebo. He's one of the guys, too. And Ken, give us your website, please.
Well, it's an easy one. It's Lebo.com, Leebow.com.
What do we find when we get there?
Well, it's a blog that just has a lot of information about technology, you know, you name it, about technology, and I sort of talk about it or write about it, so just a lot of information out there.
What about all your books, the 300 books, 300 incredible books? Are they still available?
They're still available.
How many? 20, 30?
We're up to about 20 now, so
yeah.
I kind of slowed down the pace a little bit, but we have about 20 of them.
Something under a billion copies of those have been sold around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Ken, what are some other ways that we can use some of the new technologies to grow our businesses? Some of the new applications.
Well, things that are available that I think a lot of organizations should use are, well, we mentioned video, but just something that we're used to is that simple, or photos. Again, all of these things can be uploaded to the internet, to websites, and I keep going back to, because I don't see it a lot, but, you know, demonstrating your product. Some products aren't necessarily that easy to use, so if you can show it in use or show pictures of it or audio of it, how to use it, it just makes the process so much easier. My whole thing is simplifying things, and it just makes it simpler for people to understand how your product's used in a regular basis.
And see, this is the kind of thing that small business owners ought to be doing, because this is how we differentiate ourselves from everybody else, is we show people how to use the stuff we sell them.
That's right. Absolutely.
And there are a lot of people out there who, you know, I mean, I can see me trying to use a new piece of video equipment at home, and I don't know how to hook this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to get down there and read it. I don't want to read it all. Maybe if somebody would show me a little video, okay, dummy, put the green pin in the green slot, you know, and or whatever. That would help me. That would make me like a small business a lot if they would do that.
And again, it's so easy to do, you know, again, whether it's audio or video or photos. And like I've been harping on all day today, this stuff is free. Well, all it does is take some of your time.
Right. Well, and especially if you were just going to do a little video of how you used a piece of equipment, a piece of technology, whatever it might be, whatever you're selling, or you know, if you're a small business and it's kind of like one-on-one, you're speaking to this one customer, I don't think they care if it's all fancy or not.
No, I don't think. You know,
I think it almost could be a little charming if it was a little amateurish.
And that's what some of the charm has been to YouTube, is that it's, you know, it's not all glossy and beautiful and so forth.
You know, well, you know, I'm just folks, these are things that some of us can, who spent most of our lives and our careers in the 20th century, these are things that seem like a lot of work, but we can't underestimate these new applications and their attraction to the younger generations, can we?
Absolutely. And, you know, you have to be assured that the younger generation, you talked about putting your business on MySpace or whatever, but the younger generation are using all of these tools, whether it's, you know, they live and die now by their cell phone, as
it's
an
second
example.
It's second nature. I mean, it's beyond second nature. It's innate to them. I mean, it's just who they are, isn't it?
That's right. You know, I was watching someone, one of the older guys on TV the other day, and he said, look, I just want to use a cell phone to make phone calls. That's a very valid statement.
Yeah.
But nowadays, these cell phones, you know, the teens, the young kids, maybe our market, the 20-year-olds, they are doing text messages.
It's their world.
They're instant messaging. They're in touch with their friends all day long via their cell phone, not by calling them, but they have instant messaging on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we as older adults need to understand that this is where everything is headed and moving, and it's not going away.
No, that's exactly right. And to the degree that you can find out, and get back to what you were saying, Ken, about it being free, much of it is free, to the extent that you can be an early adopter of these things, I mean, these are your future customers we're talking about, aren't we, these young people?
Yeah, they sure are.
So,
they're the ones sort of driving the business.
That's, and in many ways they are. Give us that website again, Ken.
It's Lebo.com.
And they can find out more about you write about blogs there a lot, don't you?
I write about blogs. I write about technology. And my whole claim to fame, if anything, is trying to simplify things. So
right.
I try to simplify technology there.
He does it well, too. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. And whatever he says, ladies and gentlemen, whatever he does, you can trust. That's one thing about Ken. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as I've said before, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.